I wanted to ask you a couple of questions for you and the art. Bonnie, where you can talk. Bonnie. With regard to this board coordinating committee, and it's obviously a silly idea, I just don't want to slap it too hard. What got into him to raise it, or how did he raise it? What kind of, the whole point is, you can just say, look, well, we welcome any kind of, any way of having communication with Congress, of course, and I haven't had a chance to discuss it with the board, and I'm not going to comment on it until I have a chance. Congress has made, and from governors. There's some mayors and congressmen that made, well, it wasn't just mayors, they're not Republicans. See, he's talking about the Republicans. The Republican coordinating committee actually was a disaster, even when we were out of office. I went to their meeting, you know, they were a waste of time. We got too many now. And, I couldn't agree more, and I just want to get Jerry, and the way to do it is to build Jerry up. He's, hell, he doesn't want to do this power and sit around there and rumble around with Reagan and Rockefeller and all those people. And you know the other thing that's involved here. I have to sit there. Oh, hell yes. I would have to sit there in those meetings, and they go on all day long. All day long. And I think we should just say, no, look, Jerry, this is a... Now, the other things are on the blackjack case, how specifically do you want that response to now? Get him. Yes. Well, get him out of there. Good. He's got to get out because after all, there have been. Let me try out what I have in mind here. I just want to say that. There have been two court decisions. What are the names of those two? When did that come down? Juana case and what's the other? And there's the Lackawanna case and the California case and the California referendum case, both of whose spoke to this issue. The sense of those two decisions is that action by a government body with regard to low-cost housing in a neighborhood is unconstitutional if there is a finding of intent to discriminate, but that action by vote of the people is not unconstitutional in low-cost housing, period. You can't look at the intent of the people on the street and go to the voters and say, now, under these circumstances that I've asked the Justice Department and AQB to reevaluate and now to consider the request to intervene in the blackjack case based on these two court decisions to see what our position should be. How's that sound to you? Or do we want to say that those in the administration who are advising several departments to reconsider that we to reconsider in the light of these two decisions. Is that what I want to say? Two landmark decisions. Because that is a fair statement of the law, is it not? Action by a government body, low-cost housing, unconstitutional, provided there is a finding of intent to discriminate by will of the people. Referendum is not unconstitutional for low-cost housing. Under these circumstances, the key issue is a finding of intent to discriminate on the part of whatever body is. And on the blackjack case, I've asked them to evaluate the blackjack case in the light of this and determine what position to take. And so therefore, then you can say, well, we're going to leave it to the court to make that finding. All right, and now a couple of other points. The intelligence review board. What has Mitchell advocated such a board? Is that what it is? Or I don't think we should have it. I'm against it. Yeah. And I don't think there should be a congressional investigation of the FBI. Well, as a matter of fact, didn't he strike out when he asked to present his evidence? Muskie and the others that say they're afraid to talk on telephones aren't they being damn jackasses of themselves? I'm not going to ever refer to any of them as Democrats, and I said that congressmen and senators disappear as they're not for all of us looking at them. Whereas I noticed that it's not so many years. I said it was in my briefing, but well, it was in my briefing. reading material out. See, but the reading material was wrong. The point is, it's that number in a day, but nevertheless, the total number even a year was less than 100. On the Ribbentrop Amendment and the new Stennis Amendment, should the position be, my fourth Ribbentrop Amendment,